Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, earlier this week, I told you about Manny Jimenez and his wife, Kate, who are newly arrived on the Navajo Nations, working with Navajo Indians. And today, I want to tell you about another one of our young families who just recently, in the last little bit, arrived on the field. This is John Paul Jones and his wife, Mackenzie, and their little children. And they're from Providence Baptist Church here in Ooltewah, Tennessee, and that's not far from BIMI. And they have been raising support, but God's brought in their support, and now they're on the field. And Brother Jones says, I am excited to report that I'm writing to you from the village of St. Mary's. I had the opportunity to preach in Mountain Village and again on Sunday night here in St. Mary's. We're currently waiting for the barge to make its way down the river, but I'm making do in the meantime. Kenzie and the children will remain on the road system until, well, that happened on June the 18th. Please pray for me as I work on the house where we'll be staying. It's a family home with an amazing view of the river that's here. And God has blessed us with one of the most beautiful views of any preacher in the area. And last week, we were able to get the house leveled, and a work team is scheduled to arrive next week to help us with some interior renovations. We have a busy summer ahead of us. I'll be participating in approximately 5 vacation Bible school programs and teen camps. Please pray that the Lord will open the hearts of these young people and that many will come to know Christ as their Savior. And also pray that the Lord will keep everyone safe as we transport campers by boat. And then also please pray that the Lord will do something miraculous regarding fuel costs. The gasoline here in St. Mary's is currently just under $9 per gallon. So I guess those of us who are paying $3 shouldn't complain. Anyway, but Brother Jones says there are rumors that when the fuel barge arrives, the price could increase to $13 to $15 per gallon. Since there's only one fuel pump in town, we have no alternative sources. We're praying that the fuel prices will decrease significantly before the next fuel barge is dispatched this fall. And Brother Jones asks that we pray also for Brother Israel Warren. I'll be filling the pulpit while he takes several pastors down the Yukon River next month. These men believe God is calling them to serve in Alaska's bush villages. Pray that the Lord would raise up more laborers to reach the Yupik and Athabascan communities of Western Alaska. Thank you for your continued prayers and support. As we start this new chapter of ministry, we're grateful for all that God has done and look forward to seeing what He will do in the days ahead. They have some prayer requests. One thing Brother Jones says is, pray that God would remove the Russian Orthodox priest because he's hindering the preaching of God's word. And then pray for all the vacation Bible schools and teen camps and pray for safety as they travel by air and by boat. But then at the same time, they're praising the Lord that they made it to the field and that their container made it up on the barge and many other prayers that have been answered. And I would ask you that you pray especially for this brand new missionary family who knew a long time ago God had called them to go to Alaska and reach out into these villages. May the Lord bless them.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.